Okay, yeah, so that, we've had the final talk of the, if you don't include this one, of the presentation days of All Systems Go. And so, you know, thanks to everybody. Round of applause, I think. But let's be a little bit more specific with what everybody means. So anybody who was involved in organization, volunteering, staff, you know, I guess the video, at least one video person should stay back there. But yes, please come to the front. Come on, come on. We did this last year, some of you should know this.
Lots of good shirts.
I don't want to stand up here by myself. This was team effort.
We are your muscle behind you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, there were some more. There were some people on the CFP. Sandra, Johannes. Johannes, come on up. Do we see anybody else who's, oh, hey, you. You, come on up.
Blue shirt.
Come on up, come on up. You got a blue shirt on. Okay, so I would like a special round of applause for everybody who helped out to make this happen. Thanks, everyone. You know, we have to give a really special thanks to Lexi. Pretty much all the organization, all the legwork, all the communications, the constant telephone calling to everybody. Yeah, you were. Thanks so much. So. I would like to also give a special thanks to the video people because, you know, we're a few here, but, you know, through the work they do, everybody can actually, you know, see these presentations that are done, often in real time when the actual underlying network works. Thanks. That's specifically, we have the two Daniels, Daniel Mack and Daniel Malkentin. Thanks. And I think it's actually indicative of this conference that when you actually look at the video people, you know, we have one video person who works on Draycut, which is, you know, this init RAM system, and then the other one who does like BPF implementations in the kernel and systemd. So yeah, this has a good feeling about it. So I would like to also thank the speakers for the content. So please a round of applause if you were, first of all, stand up please if you were a speaker. Okay, some of you are standing already, so maybe you should stand a little taller. Yeah, a round of applause for all the speakers. And also, I would actually like to thank people who are usually not, you can sit down now, thanks. People who are actually usually not thanked. I would like to thank everybody who participated by asking questions, by interacting in the hallway track, because the hallway track is, for this conference especially, the hallway track is probably equally as important as the presentations and things like that. So thanks so much, everybody, for that. And of course, there are a group of organizations who actually make this happen, and with their financial backing, because this does actually require some money to pay for. And so I'm gonna name off some of the, we have the Lunar sponsors, which is, actually, please stand up if you are from Amazon. Anybody from Amazon? Okay. We have a couple here, I think. Okay, they already left. Okay, well, thank you so much for sponsoring. And I know that Tilo pulled some strings for that, so thanks. AVM, do we have anybody from AVM here? Can you stand up? Great, thanks so much for sponsoring. So I think one of the only local Berlin company, actually, to sponsor, so thanks. The only Berlin company to sponsor, so thanks. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I actually do have a company that actually sponsored this, right? Okay, two of us. Access, anybody from Access here could stand up? I guess they've gone now. Okay, well, thanks so much to them. I did see somebody or one or two people from Calabra here. Can you stand up? One. Okay, thank you. And Microsoft? There we go, thanks. And I know we have some OpenSUSE people. There we go, waving up there. Thank you. And I know we have Pantheon people here. Oh, come on. Where's David? Okay, thanks. And now we get to the solar sponsors. These are major backers who've put some trust into what we do here. And they've actually, all these companies, including my own, have put it, sent a lot of people here because they find it very useful. And the first one is Red Hat. Could people from Red Hat stand up? That's a good number. That's a good number. Thanks so much. Facebook? People from Facebook? Yeah, back there too. And by the way, thank you, Facebook, for sponsoring the coffee at the last minute. I think everybody appreciates that. And then Kinfolk, where I'm from. So can everybody from Kinfolk stand up? A lot of them are actually up here, so we're already standing up. Okay. Okay, we went through all those sponsors. And we also have two in-kind sponsors, Manning Publishing and O'Reilly. And that actually brings us to the suspenseful part of this presentation, and that is the drawing for the 5 Linux in Action books. I want to, I'm doing this on random.org. I'm gonna generate a list. I'm actually not gonna put it on the screen because I don't want everybody's name to be on there, so. Okay, I just generated a list. Lexi, can you? I think we have, okay, the first number is 32. Let's see who that's associated with. I didn't really do this automatically. I didn't automate this. So we have number 32 is Florian Klink. Florian Klink. Okay, please come to us afterwards and we'll get you the code and everything you need. Cool, let's go for the next one.
We could just email them.
70. Let's see, 70 is Yannick Michael Dixkan. Are they here? Are they here? Okay, we'll send them an email. Or should we require that they're here? I don't know,
yeah,
we didn't really make
much.
We are requiring that they're here. That makes it difficult, okay. I'm gonna go to the next one then. 100.
Okay, next.
No, that's not, no, that's not me, that's the one. It was almost me, but actually it's, where's Michelle at? It's Michelle, you should actually be here, but good. Yeah, okay, Michelle, you get one too. 164. Here we go. Eduardo Silva. He's here. And, well, not really last this time because we're gonna have to do the other one. So 196 is going to be Jakob.
Oh, no, next one.
Gruning. Oh.
Next one.
Oh, yeah.
It's my husband.
It's her husband.
He was
okay.
DJing last night.
Yeah, he was DJing last night. Okay. Okay, and 30 is going to be Chris Koch. I think he's here. Okay, you get one too. And I feel like Oprah. Everybody gets one. And Mohammed Gamal, right here. Okay, we'll give it to you afterwards. please come to the registration desk and we'll give it to you, okay? All right, cool, that's 5. Okay, I got more. Because I do want to mention that we have the Hackfest tomorrow that starts at 10 o'clock. and goes and you can, that we have the place until 6. The Hackfest day is only the gallery room where the drink, where you pick up drinks and things. And so we don't have this room or the one upstairs. And so if you're coming tomorrow, please just come there. And you, we have a whiteboard there where you can, you know, if you want people to gather with you, if you want to put up ideas, you can actually do that right after this. Then, you know, you can then you can try to organize yourself through that, or of course through mailing lists, other means. But yeah, actually, if you are doing a Hackfest in a group, please mark it there so people will know in case they want to come. Yeah, and now we come to the most important, one of the most important parts of this is the feedback session. So we did that last year, and I just watched that about an hour ago, and pretty much everything that people said, I can tell you we actually addressed, for example, coffee. That's, you know, we even fixed that even better thanks to the sponsorship. So we actually had good coffee. We had Club Mate this year. I forget there were several others. It's actually on YouTube, just like all the other talks, as this one will probably be. So yeah, please, please, you know, participate right now because, you know, if you give your feedback, then we can really respond to that. Oh no, you might have to answer some things. Okay, feedback, comments, feedback. Did you want to use this one for that? Okay, that one works.
It very minor piece of feedback, change request. Upstairs in the other room, assuming we're here again next year, because the podium is right in front of the windows, when you're staring at the person who's talking, you have blinding light in your face, which makes it hard to look at them and gives you a headache. So if we could put curtains or whatever, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I think that kind of room is backwards.
Yes.
Like, and so that's, we'll be giving feedback to them. Also, the we know that the projector here is subpar, and so we'll try to fix that as well.
The camera will appreciate that as well.
Yes.
I was just going to say.
Next. Feedback, comments. The food was good? Does everybody share that opinion? Okay, cool. Anything else? Come on, what's on your mind? This is the best time to do it. You're thinking about it right now. Okay, we got another?
The presentation onto that monitor, onto the screen, was really difficult to see from anywhere behind, like halfway back,
right.
Which I realize is kind of an environmental thing, but...
Yeah, I think it also is probably, you know, it could be a, we're that's part of the presentation, I mean, the projector complaint that we have is it also needs to be stronger, and especially in this room, or we need some more opaque curtains. But yes, thanks. Oh, we have another one over here. Oh, yeah.
As a response to that, please try to design your slides to be black on white, or like dark on bright, and not like misuse beamers to try to do it the other way around, because that's not what beamers were made for. Thanks.
The music at the social was a little bit loud at times, which made it hard to understand other people and socialize.
Okay.
And at the beginning of the evening, it was good, but it got very loud at like halfway through.
Yes, that's why my voice sounds so dramatic today, and Lexi cannot speak at all. So yes, we have some personal feedback for that. Yeah, so good point. But by the way, the social event in general, that was... Okay, cool.
So thank you very much. There was a nice balance between informality and formality in the conference, so this is one positive feedback which I would like to give. And one small thing is when I came in the morning for the first time, it was a little bit difficult to find this place because both OpenStreetMap and Google Map, they point out to the building in the front there. Mm. And I just identified by looking at the grills on the windows from the last year's photographs.
Yeah.
And then I came here. So that's just one small thing.
Yeah, we did have some signs out, but I noticed that somebody
there was
actually
one
pushed
green,
them away.
There was one green arrow on the road,
okay.
Which basically told me that I have to go in this direction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely try to do better on that. Next, anyone? Yeah.
That's minor, but today I had some work to do, unfortunately, on my computer. And since the battery is not very great, I had to sit down in that area. And I missed some presentations because there is no power cord here.
Okay. Is it normal to have actually power on the...
Yeah.
Okay. We can try. I have to... Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I'd actually say it was nice to not have laptops here and have people tapping away whilst the talk was going on. Either you're in the talk or you're out of the talk and you're not really concentrating.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I've seen at conferences that the last two rows or something might have a table with power cords, and then from that point forward is just for folks that want to sit and talk. I mean, not hear the talk. but...
The hecklers, you mean?
Yeah, but people that want to sit and have a screen and still be present have that choice, but maybe in the back, so it's not disturbing to others.
That sounds sensible, yeah.
Right.
Does that sound sensible for you? Okay. Okay, next, anything else? Zil.
Knowing that the talks were like the 15-minute time slots for talks were like 10 minutes of speaking and then a 5-minute break to move around was probably important for the speakers ahead of time.
Okay, yeah, I think we can probably get better at communicating that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll also maybe put that in the schedule as well so other people know that as well.
Okay.
I imagine you're probably mostly interested in negative feedback, but...
All kinds.
I think the talk selection is kind of like, it's pretty rare to have a conference with such an excellent selection of talks on this particular set of subjects, so well done.
Oh, thanks. Anything else? Anyone else? Okay. Thanks for the feedback. I do want to point out that, you know, The comments, if you were here last year, you probably noticed that, or at least I hope you noticed the feedback form we sent out about 1 or 2 weeks after the conference. And you should have probably also noticed that many of the things we brought up in like this section, we actually fed into there to get a wider consensus and get a better understanding of that. So we will be sending out a form in about, you know, I would say within 2 weeks, where you know, we're trying to get your feedback in more of a tabular form that we can, you know, a data-driven way. So expect that, please, and we'll take all the things that you said here and try to put them in there to get a better understanding. Okay, yeah, I would like to also update, because I remember last year, you know, we did announce that we were kind of under budget, and we actually, you know, Kinfolk had to put in some extra money. Luckily, this year we actually did pay for everything, and that was so helpful. And so that's why we could have the nice social event, the free drinks, things like that. And so, you know, if your organization would like to sponsor, it's very, very helpful. This is a community event. You know, we try to be very transparent. You know, Kinfolk itself is not trying to make money off of this. We actually we cap it this year and last year at 10K of what we take for our organization effort, and everything else we try to spend. And, you know, we might increase that slightly next year, but you know, this is not about, you know, trying to make money. It's about making an event that's really cool for everybody. So, but yeah, your sponsorship will help, and thanks. Okay, I think that's it. We will have, now that we're done with here, there are going to be some people who wanted to help to break down. So if you do want to help to break down, you can come to the front. But otherwise, give yourselves a round of applause. And we'll see you at the Hackfest tomorrow or next year. So thanks.